SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After weeks of escalating tensions, U.S. and Iranian officials faced one another on Thursday at the U.N. Security Council. America's envoy there renewed threats against the Islamic Republic in the event it begins to kill pro-democracy demonstrators. In a video handout, the former Iranian Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi said if the current regime should fall, the world will see a very different country in Iran.
Iran's nuclear military program will end. Support for terrorist groups will cease immediately. A free Iran will work with regional and global partners to confront terrorism, organized crime, drug trafficking, and extremist Islamism.
The U.S. was joined by Iranian dissidents in rebuking the government's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. Breaking with the United States, Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China.
During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announced that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. Both countries are pursuing improved relations with each other after their economies have been hit by U.S. tariffs imposed by President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players, who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season. Here's Gethin Kulba.
The charges, filed in federal court in Philadelphia, include wire fraud, bribery, and conspiracy. Authorities say the fixers recruited the college basketball players with bribe payments, usually ranging from $10,000 to $30,000 per game.
That is Gethin Kulba reporting, and the prosecutors say that it's done a lot of damage to the trust in competition. This is SRN News. Religious-minded people are being asked to weigh in on sex change operations for children.
The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on child sex change operations, as do 50% of white Catholics and 44% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of people are switching religions or abandoning them altogether in this country. The Pew Research Center reports 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Almost half give that as their reason. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. This is SRN News. President Trump said today that at the White House, he may not want Kevin Hassett to lead the Federal Reserve because he would be hard to replace in his current role as chairman of the National Economic Council.
Kevin Hassett is so good. I'm saying, wait a minute. If I move him, these Fed guys, certainly the one we have now, they don't talk much. I would lose you. It's a serious concern to me. So I just want to say thank you very much. You've done incredible.
As chair of the National Economic Council, Hassett has been a key advisor to the president, advancing his goals of job creation and economic growth. Business is booming in the AI chip sector, and that means new jobs for some American workers. The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a trade deal involving $250 billion in new investments by Taiwan semiconductor and tech companies in the United States. In exchange, the Trump administration will cut tariffs on Taiwanese goods. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.